And let's go to the word of the Lord tonight. And our scripture reading will come from 1 Peter. Thank God for His goodness to us. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and 3. I enjoyed all the testimonies tonight. I thank God for His mercy and His grace. Thank God for His promises. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, "Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house tonight. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. Thank you for each and every testimony we've heard, every song we've heard. I thank you for every part of this service up to this point. God, as we go to your word, we honestly understand and are fully aware of our inability to preach with the anointing. God, without your grace and out your anointing, it is a total failure. And I know that today, Lord. And I believe you to help us, and I believe you to touch us, not only to anoint me to preach, but anoint each and every ear to hear, and also, Lord, to anoint our hearts to receive your word. We would receive it in a way that we would never be the same after we've heard this message tonight, God, but that it would change our lives, and we will be careful, God, to give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated. I want to preach on newborn babes tonight. Newborn babes. Everybody knows what a newborn baby is. We see a baby. It's the most beautiful thing. And for the most part, I've said this a couple times before, we act like we've never seen a baby before. We see a baby, we act like it's the first baby we've ever seen. And, you know, I thank the Lord for my children. Thank the Lord for all our babies. And, you know, somebody's told me before, said, "You think you love them babies, you just wait till you get grandbabies." And said, "You can't love children till you get grandbabies." And then somebody told me the other day, said, "Grandbabies are good. You just wait till you get them great-grandbabies." And I'm just waiting till I hear somebody say, "You think them great-grandbabies are good. You just wait till you get them great-great-grandbabies." Now, I don't know where that one's going to come from, but they're going to be on up in years probably. But as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. You know, I've seen this before. You know, my children are getting a little older, not very much, but I still like to treat them as babies. Sometimes. And, you know, I guess that I've heard people say that's what's good about grandkids. You can just spoil them and then send them home. But, I've seen my wife's dad, he's got sick and all that, but I remember when after we got married, she's grown a woman go over and sat on her dad's lap, you know, I mean, and just sat there and, you know, I mean, just like a little baby. And he'd say, "No matter where you go, honey, you're still daddy's baby." And, you know, some of y'all probably got children like that. You could just hold them in your arms, you know, they're, you know, weigh twice as much as you or, you know, bigger, but you could just hold them in your arms. That's what I want to be to the Lord. I don't ever want to lose that preciousness that I had with the Lord when I first got saved. Amen. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. We all know what it's like to have that desire and say, oh, if I could just go back and if I could just hold them as a little baby and just rock them as a little child. And, you know, now maybe they're in trouble or something. We have that desire. Amen. You know the Lord has those desires too. Where He looks at us and He says, oh, if I could just go back to that first day that they were saved. And they loved me so much. Amen. They didn't want nothing else but me. Amen. As newborn babes, God help us to never get away from that. As a newborn babe desires the sincere milk of the Word. Hallelujah. I want to preach for a little while tonight. We might get out before dark tonight. I was looking at the clock and I thought, hey, we might get out before dark tonight. But I remember when I was growing up and going to church my whole life, I loved it when we got out of church on Sunday night before dark. And when we got a little older and us young preachers would preach on Sunday night, and sometimes, you know, y'all ain't going to believe this, but the first time I preached, I only preached about 2 minutes. Whole message. Introduction. Illustrations, poems, altar call, everything about 2 minutes long. Man, we need to go back to that again, you say. I'm already ate up 2 minutes, but so us boys would get up, you know, get up about 7:15 or something. We done sang, and of course we started at 6 o'clock. And we sang and testified and all that on Sunday night, and then it's time for preaching, man. 5 minutes later we was out the door. But it's not quite that way anymore. Lord, help us. I hope it don't get any worse. Sometimes I get done preaching, I think, my Lord, I know they was done, but I could have went at least another 30 minutes. I had so much more to say. But anyways, newborn babes desire that milk. Amen. There's nothing else that matters. You know, there is a scripture in Revelation where He said, I have somewhat against you because you have left your first love. Amen. We may grow up. We may see God do great miracles. I have seen God do great miracles. But we can never get away from that desire as the little baby. That helpless newborn baby. Amen. I remember when Evan was a baby and I watched this with my own eyes. And some of y'all did too. You could give him that bottle completely full. And hand it to him, and as soon as he got it, both those hands went around it, and boom, and it was down. I mean, Sister Bethany, she got to the place because he would fuss, she took somehow like a little knife or something, and oh, he wasn't getting it quick enough. In other words, she got those easy flow from on that bottle, and he wasn't getting it quick enough. She had to take a knife, and man, it was just like, it was just a water hose, just going down. And he would suck it down. And that's the way many of us was with God also. We couldn't get enough of Him. We wanted that. Even the simplest thing, just that milk. Amen. Just that, you know, just that simple truth of God's Word. But it meant so much to us. Peter is saying, as a newborn babe, amen, desire that milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. The Bible tells us in Psalms, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard about one preacher brought an apple with him to church, and he read the scripture. He said, this was in a far-off state, so y'all, don't worry about who it was or anything like that. Don't even think about it. But he brought an apple to church, and he read his scripture. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And he pulled that apple out, and he just a-crunching and just a-chomping and slobbering all around and eating that apple. Amen. Well, I don't have an apple tonight, but I'm going to preach about food and growth and desire. Those are the things I'm going to preach about tonight. Now, I'm telling you, the Bible does tell us that Jesus said, I am the living bread. Amen. And the Bible tells us, I'm talking about spiritual tonight. Amen. But you know, God lined up Christianity with so many things that we can relate to in the natural also. Amen. So we could understand it. And the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 55, he said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. Now I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." Amen. We take care of our bodies, but we forget our soul. If we didn't eat today, we'd be weak. And I know there's times we fasted, and I've fasted days before, several days, weeks. I know some of you have, and you get weak. Your body gets weak. The soul is the same way, even in a greater sense. We must feed our soul with the Word of God, with the presence of God, with the Spirit of God. Amen. Or we'll get weak. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Revelation, talking about how Jesus cares so much about this. And we sang about heaven a lot tonight. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 7. He said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Amen. Then verse 17, the church, amen, another church, he says, "He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone." And it tells us in John, where Jesus was talking to them, and they didn't understand what he was saying. They stumbled at this stumbling block. But in John chapter 6, verse 35, he said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." He said in verse 32, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Amen. And verse 48, he said, "I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate man in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven. Man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." We get hungry in our natural body. Do you know, brothers and sisters, we know this, our soul and spirit gets hungry too, in a greater sense, and we must feed it. Hallelujah. And as that newborn baby will cry, and that baby doesn't care, if you know, when it's a newborn, the Bible uses the word newborn, that baby's newborn, that baby doesn't care that the stock market is up or down. That baby does not care if it's morning, if it's day or night. Matter of fact, a lot of our kids, when they're born, they got their days and nights mixed up. And that's always fun. But that baby only has one desire, and that's to eat, for the most part. And our soul many times is overlooked because we have so many other things that we desire. Peter said, "Put away malice," which is evil intention or spite, or you know, some deliberate evil. "Put away guile," which is mischief. He said, "Put away envies." We know what envies is, or you know, covetousness, or he said, "Put away hypocrisies." We know what hypocrisies is. He said, "Put away evil speakings." We know what that is. And he said, "I'll tell you what, do all that, and then just like a little baby, desire that milk of the Word." I'm telling you, young people, amen, we can't never get away from the simplicity of the gospel. The Word of God is full of such great truths, but you know what? Amen. Adam and Eve, when they fell in the garden, amen, it was with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, with the tree of knowledge. And I believe that we ought to study. I believe that I love to read. I get lost in my office, and I love to read, and I love to study, and all of those things. But we can never, ever get away from the simplicity that is in the gospel. We make it so complicated sometimes. You know, the Bible said that it is such a straight, and it is such a road that is so understandable that a fool can't even err in it. Amen. Praise God. But when we get it so complicated sometimes, and we get it so deep sometimes, and we need to get back just like that newborn babe desiring the sincere milk of the word. Amen. They wrote a song, said, "Tell me the story of Jesus." Now I know we could quote many of the stories. Now I know, I thank God, I thank the Lord, I've read the Bible through 12 times now, and I can't tell you why I remember how many times, but I've read it from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, starting and going through. And that don't count the times, amen, of studying or just reading chapters, amen, but I'm starting back over and reading it through, and it's brand new again. It's brand new every time, amen. And well, I know that story already. Why should I read it? Amen. I know that. Why should I go? I already know all of those things. Amen. Just like a newborn baby desires that milk, we as children of God, no matter how long we've served the Lord, amen, we got to go back to that and desire that preciousness, amen, of God's word. Hallelujah. Thank God. That milk causes that baby to grow. Now I'm going to tell you something, saints of God. Amen. There's nothing like the preciousness, amen, of God's word that'll cause us to grow. Hallelujah. Just the simplicity, amen, the basic truths of God's word, it helps us to grow. It's God's will that we grow and not stay the same. It's God's will that we mature. Amen. He said, "Desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby." 2 Thessalonians 1:3, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly." Hallelujah. Your faith groweth exceedingly. God wants our faith to grow. Matter of fact, the Bible said, amen, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Amen. God wants us to grow in Him. The Bible says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." The Bible tells us in Proverbs 4, amen, and verse 18, he says, "But the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more." It just keeps on shining greater and greater. Amen. It's not a stopping point. And when we get to that stopping point, I believe God wants to take us back. Remember when you was a newborn babe? Amen. In God, I'm talking about. "That shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Hallelujah. The Bible says in Job, amen, "He that hath clean hands, amen, shall be stronger and stronger." Job 17:9, "The righteous shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger." Amen. And then in Psalms 84:7, he said, "They go from strength to strength." Hallelujah. God help us to mature. God help us to grow. Amen. You take a little baby, and you give that baby a newborn baby, and put a piece of steak in his hand, and or go down and get him a cheeseburger or a Big Mac or something, and say, well, you know, give that baby a cheeseburger and say, "I'm not going to feed this baby a bottle no more. I'm going to give him a cheeseburger because it's a lot better." That baby will never grow. You've got to have it just right. And it's the same way, amen, and, you know, Christians, sinners come in, people come in, they don't know everything. Amen. You got to give them a bottle sometimes. You got to give them a pacifier sometimes. It's not always easy. And for sure when it's our family or friends or something. But that spiritual man has to grow. Amen. Help us, Lord, to understand. And we as children of God have to grow too. We've got to go back. Amen. But here's how we do it. The Bible said, as newborn babes, desire. Can we say desire? It starts with a desire. Amen. There is food. There is nourishment. There is growth. There is maturity that takes place. Amen. But it starts with a desire. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 18:1, through desire, a man having separated himself seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. We've got to desire God and desire His ways and desire His Word. Listen, children of God, young people, listen to me. Pray and say, God, give me a desire to pray. While you're praying and you feel convicted that you haven't prayed more than you have, say, God, give me a desire to pray. Let my heart be like steel and this altar be like a magnet. Or let my heart be like a magnet is to steel and draw me to this altar. And then you read your Bible and you feel convicted. I haven't read my Bible all week. Pray and say, God, give me a desire for your word. I said the other day, it'll take more than that daily verse on your Bible app to make it to heaven. We got these Bible apps and we get a daily verse comes through and we think we've got enough. Amen. That's about like eating one cracker a day when there's so much more. Amen. My wife will tell these kids, put those snacks up. She's got, you know, hamburgers with soaked in gravy or fried chicken and or spaghetti and green beans and corn and rolls. And I mean, you got, you know, all this spread out and they're wanting to go and get, you know, a little snack, a little Debbie or something. Amen. But, you know, the parent understands you've got to have more than that. Many times we've got a Bible right there. Amen. That would help us and comfort us and nourish us. Amen. I preached this morning about the Word of God cleanses us. The Word of God nourishes us. Make us strong and healthy. You know, many times the reason we can't win battles against the devil is not that we don't have the sword or the ability. We're too weak. We're too weak to fight. Amen. They tell the story about the man that has a big old bulldog or something, this big mean dog. And then the other man, and then he also has this little chihuahua, little old bitty, and that big old dog beats the big dog down. Well, so the man decides, amen, that he's going to not feed the big dog. So he stops feeding the big dog. The next day, well, the big dog beats the little dog down. Well, they don't feed him that day. Then the next day, amen, he beats it. But a couple days go by and the big dog ain't had no food. He's just laying there and the little dog beats him all up. That's the way it is in our spiritual man. You feed your flesh and starve your spirit. Guess who's going to win? But if you starve your flesh and feed your spirit, guess who's going to win? Hallelujah. Thank God. It starts with a desire. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. Amen. Desire the Word of God. Hallelujah. God, help us to have a desire for your Word. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 73, amen, whom have I in heaven but thee? There's none that on earth that I desire besides thee. Hallelujah. God can get a hold of us. Amen. Where we can have such a desire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Hallelujah. I believe God has great things for us, don't you? It starts with a desire. Psalm 63 verse 1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. We know one of the things that Jesus said in the Beatitudes, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God will fill us if we desire. Amen. Newborn babes desiring God, desiring His touch. Amen. In our lives. Stand together with me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to be newborn babes with You. Help us to seek You, God. Help us to desire You, Lord. You long to move in our life. I know that You do. I long, God, to have that desire, Lord. Like one man prayed, Lord, he said, I may not have a desire, Lord, but I have a desire for a desire. God, give us a desire tonight, Lord. Touch the young people, Lord, to have a desire for Your ways. A desire for Your word, God. Hallelujah. Desire for You, God, in our life. Help us, Lord, to desire You. Help us, Lord, to see You move in our life. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's come into the altars tonight and spend some time in prayer. Hallelujah. And just ask God to help us.
More of You. I need
my